Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several books on Tudor history. Now, taking you back to 1518 today, which of course is in King Henry VIII's reign, but on this day in Tudor history, the 3rd of October 1518, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, Henry VIII's Lord Chancellor, sang a mass to King Henry VIII and the French ambassadors at St. Paul's Cathedral. Wolsey, who was described as wearing his cloth of estate of tissue, sang this high mass in celebration of a treaty agreed between the two countries the previous day, the Treaty of London, or the Treaty of Universal Peace. The king and ambassadors also took oaths to this treaty. Chronicler Edward Hall, whose chronicle is one of my favourite Tudor history sources, writes of how after the mass was celebrated, Wolsey and Cardinal Campeggio, the papal legate, gave to the people, as they said, clean remission. And then Richard Pace, the Secretary of State, made a goodly oration in praise of peace. In the evening, there was a sumptuous banquet, and Hall gives an account of that too. That night, the Cardinal of York made to the ambassadors a solemn banquet, and them accompanied many lords and ladies of England. And when the banquet was done, in came 6 minstrels richly disguised, and after them followed 3 gentlemen in wide and long gowns of crimson satin, every one having a cup of gold in their hands. The first cup was full of angels and royals, those are coins. The second had divers bales of dice, and the third had certain pairs of cards. These gentlemen offered to play at monchance, and when they played the length of the first board, then the minstrels blew up, and then entered into the chamber 12 ladies disguised. The first was the king himself and the French Queen Mary Tudor, the second the Duke of Suffolk, the Lady Daubeny, the Lord Admiral and Lady Guildford, Sir Edward Neville and the Lady Selinger, Sir Henry Guildford and Mistress Walden, Captain Emery and Mistress Anne Carew, Sir Giles Capel and Lady Elizabeth Carew, Nicholas Carew and Anne Brown, Francis Bryan and Elizabeth Blunt, Henry Norris and Anne Wotton, Francis Poyntz and Mary Fiennes, Arthur Poole and Margaret Bruges. Those lots of names, and many of those will ring bells with you. Sir Francis Bryan, Elizabeth Blunt, Bessie Blunt, who of course was King Henry VIII's mistress. On this company attended 12 knights disguised, bearing torches. All these 36 persons disguised were in one suit of fine green satin, all over covered with cloth of gold, undertied together with laces of gold and masking hoods on their heads. The ladies had tires made of braid of damask gold with long hairs of white gold. All these maskers danced at one time, and after they danced, they put off their visors, and then they were all known. The Admiral and Lords of France heartily thanked the King that it pleased him to visit them with such disport, and then the King and his company were banqueted and had high cheer, and then they departed, every man to his lodging. And this disguising, this dancing with masks on and this playing of dice and all this enjoyment wasn't the only celebration for this peace treaty. It was followed by jousting and pageants too. And this is another time that I'd love to go back in the TARDIS and see things like this, see celebrations like this, and just see those beautiful costumes and to see these Tudor people playing the games and dancing with masks on. It just sounds so fabulous. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.